This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. David Hogg. Still ironically called a survivor of the Parkland, Florida massacre. Even though he wasn't actually in the building where the killing was going on. And, of course, he is now a highly visible gun control activist. And he came out today, and he claims that he has been the target of an assassination attempt 7 times the past year. Hogg told the Washington Post in an article published on Tuesday that the attempts to end his life came from people who are misguided and misinformed of what we're actually here to talk about. That would indicate that somebody had been caught, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that mean that they had actually made a capture, at least one of them? Maybe it sounds like all of them. All of these people trying to kill David Hogg are absolutely hapless hitmen or women. He said that if someone were to kill him because of his efforts to curb gun violence, it would most likely be the stupidest thing they could do to try to end the movement, because that would make it even more successful in the end, because it would invigorate us and create effing change. He forgot to throw out there, I am a martyr. Now, Hogg claims the mantle of a survivor of the rampage killing that unfolded at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in February 2018 that left 17 people dead. And in the aftermath, he founded Never Again MSD, a student-led gun control advocacy group, along with other prominent student leaders. The 19-year-old, who plans to attend Harvard this fall and has been accepted while Kyle Kashub has not, recognized that Parkland students quickly started a larger conversation about school shootings and said it's because we're not vulnerable. What are you going to come after? We lost our friends in school that day. We lost our teachers in school that day. We don't have jobs. You can't come after our jobs that don't exist, and we're unafraid to call out the BS and the real thing that's causing this, he told the Post. Then the conversation changes just a little bit. Hogg said that in the last year alone, multiple people have threatened his life. He acknowledged, it's horrible that I have to live through this, and it's traumatizing. But you eventually become desensitized to it, like, oh, your house got swatted. You got a call from the police saying someone said that everyone in your family had been killed and that you're being held hostage for $100,000, right? That becomes part of daily life, he says. Just something that you have to get through. But, I mean, what am I going to do? Stop? So, did somebody try to kill David Hogg or not? Now, he says he has no plans to end his mission. I want to go to school and, for lack of a better word, weaponize my knowledge and learn as much as possible to end violence. I really like how they call him a survivor. Surviving something means that you were actually somewhere when something bad was happening. That's what typically surviving means. But where, okay. Wouldn't we have heard about this? If there was one attempt on his life, wouldn't we have heard about this? So has he had attempts on his life or death threats? Because if you're going to get out there and call an attempt on your life a death threat, welcome to radio. Radio is full of this stuff. Media is full of this stuff. People always, as you know, not everybody likes any, well, nobody likes everything. Right? The kind of stuff I talk about is not the cup of tea of most people. But, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm just wondering, because if there was an assassination attempt, wouldn't we have heard that? And why would we try to, is the reason to kill David Hogg political? Is he the leader of some big group, some big movement that's going to make this change? Gun grabbing is an old thing. There's nothing new about gun grabbing. Gun grabbing has been around for a long time. Those of us in the Second Amendment advocacy, and I've only been active in it for 7 years. So, I mean, this has been going on since the 30s, where this kind of thing has been going on. We have peaks in the 70s and the 60s and the 80s, and it never ends, it never stops, it's never going to end, it's never going to stop. And those of us that get involved in it accept that. Most of the time, I can't ever, and this is the thing, this is a usual ploy where we hear about, and everybody does it, from Anita Sarkeesian, the Gamergate girl, to anybody above that. They all get out there and say, I'm in fear of my life. Therefore, I won't do this or I won't do that. Getting a death threat is no fun. Getting identified as somebody that somebody wants to kill is no fun. And, you know, if you can't take that kind of thing, you probably need to get out of the whole public eye thing. Just go away. The public has a very short memory. I mean, I saw an article on Mason Reese the other day. Does anybody remember Mason Reese? He was a kid. He was in a lot of commercials as a child in the 70s. And now all of a sudden he surfaces, and supposedly he's like a sexual dynamo. And his, you know, his porn star sex worker girlfriend can't keep up with him. But nobody remembers Mason Reese until he made that surface, and they were like, Mason Reese, who's that? And then they looked at him and they're like, oh, he was so cute. But nobody remembered him. Who keeps up with Greg Brady? The guy, well, I can't remember his name. The kid that played, who's, you know, what is he, 70-something now, 60-something? Nobody keeps up with them. If you want to be out of the public eye, you can get out of the public eye, and the public eye will come off of you really quick. The public eye now has got a very short memory span. The only thing worse than trying to play in politics is being in show business. But the public eye will drop off of you so fast, David. If you don't want to be involved in it, that's fine. But, I mean, shouldn't we have heard about these assassination attempts against America's little darling, David Hogg, the survivor who wasn't actually there in the building? Shouldn't we have heard about them? I would have thought we would have heard about them. Oh, well. Time will tell, and it will reveal itself to be what it is. But, yeah, assassination attempts. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Washington Post deputy editorial page editor Jackson Deal. Well, he had to, you know, while we've been all paying attention to the border and to Iran. I haven't been paying to North Korea either. Where'd that come from? Anyway, Venezuela is still happening. Still happening. And, Jackson Deal recognizes this. He writes, on June 7th, the UN Refugee Agency and the International Organization for Migration announced that the number of Venezuelans who had fled the country had surpassed 4 million. 1 million of the fewer than 30 million remaining in what was once Latin America's richest country have poured across their border in just 7 months. The pace of the outflow from Venezuela has been staggering. And Washington didn't pay attention to that. Following a failed attempt by the Venezuelan opposition to provoke a military uprising on April 30th, Trump chewed out his advisors, stopped talking about the country, and moved on to his next maximum pressure target, Iran. For the Venezuelans, that's a source of frustration. And their problem is that they and their Latin American neighbors, they don't have the option of moving on. And they're saying that their region will be facing a disaster of epic proportions within months unless Venezuela can be stabilized and the tide of refugees arrested. Well, we've heard that one before, haven't we? We all know about the refugees pouring over the country's borders and how tough it is for our neighbors up and down South America to care for them. We know that firsthand, don't we? We know how that is. These are people who are ragged, starving, in desperate need of medical care, and impoverished below African levels. And it's going to get worse. And Mr. Deal, who's not a big Trump hater, per se, but I mean, you know, throw the big question mark at that one. He will be blamed for putting punishing oil sanctions on the socialist hellhole, something that one wonders about, given that that's not the reason for the country's socialist meltdown. And lifting them is unlikely to halt the human waves. The dictatorship of Venezuela is now financing themselves through gold sales and the illegal drug trade. Their oil exports are down to 600,000 barrels a day, half of which was cranked out last year. And the only people who are getting it are the ones like Cuba who aren't paying. And when the gold runs out, when that happens, well, then, people, it's going to get really interesting. But Deal may be right, given the eagerness with which the press and the left are to blame Trump for everything. And, you know, rest assured, they'll certainly try. And as Mr. Deal notes, it won't just be the crazies among them. He seems to argue that the coming nightmare is real enough and implicitly argues for U.S. intervention. And there's a part in the third paragraph from Deal. Unless Venezuela can be stabilized and the tide of refugees arrested. This means he's either for sending the Marines to hose out the hellhole or else something that gives Maduro no choice but to flee. But we already know that Maduro isn't going to be persuaded to leave, and his Cuban masters wouldn't let him if he wanted to. Russia and China is not going to plan to play ball to get him out of there. So it's starting to look hopelessly that Maduro is going to, you know, that's not going to happen. He's not going to exit stage left. So the result's either going to be a civil war, a coup with a bunch of new losers, or most likely the gargantuan refugee flood, even bigger than it already is, unless something's done. Now, Deal criticizes Trump for being disengaged with the matter, perhaps due to the increasingly narrow and unpalatable solutions. Because Trump, just like with Iran, he doesn't want to get into another nation-building war. And he warns that the matter will be front and center for the U.S. at some point. possibly when the gold runs out, I guess. But maybe it's time then that the other solutions should be thrown out there. Deal said he went to a conference with senior diplomats for that information. Couldn't anyone there have asked them why Latin America isn't putting together their own little marine force to hose the hellhole out? Why do they rely on the gringo when the problem is spilling into their country? And why isn't Venezuelan President Juan Guaido enmeshed in, he's still talking in Norway. And why isn't he raising money for an army, you know, Simon Bolivar style? He could probably come to Trump for money and get several million dollars for the project. Money to pay soldiers in real currency instead of the devalued Venezuelan script. That might actually work. But we just hear that the Marines should get the job over with. So it's, you know, I get sort of tired of the world looking to America to solve their problems when they roll themselves into it. They roll themselves into it. The Venezuelan people, sort of like it is here to a certain degree. A lot of apathy here. A lot of apathy here. And you can never be apathetic when you're dealing with politicians. You have to be absolutely on top of it all. I talked to two local politicians today, and I mean, I know one of them, and I know of the other one, and I suspect he probably knows a little bit about me. And having said that, while they will take my offer to be on air here locally, they will do it with their guard up because they don't want me to lead them where I'm going to lead them. But I'm going to lead them there anyway. I'm going to lead them there anyway. But that's a story for another day. The surrounding countries, the Venezuela, need to lead by example, and they need to put together their own little marine expeditionary force and get ready to go in there and hose it out. And barring that, well, I mean, aren't we like the worst country in the world? Isn't that what I keep getting told all the time? Our colonialism and all that stuff? Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a tweet, First Lady Melania Trump has announced that her press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, will move from the East Wing to the West Wing to succeed the outgoing Sarah Sanders. The leaders in Washington and Tehran are still at odds. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is lashing out at President Trump, calling the new U.S. sanctions outrageous and idiotic. President Trump tweeted, Iran's very ignorant and insulting statement put out today only shows that they do not understand reality. Any attack by Iran on anything American will be met with great and overwhelming force. The latest sanctions, signed by the president, targets Iran's supreme leader and 8 Iranian military commanders. A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry says the measure equals a permanent closure for diplomacy. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Things are getting kind of sporty up in Oregon. Here you have a state that is politically dominated by coastal urban enclaves. But there is a very strong ribbon of defiance in the more conservative areas of the state. And once again, the GOP lawmakers have walked out of the legislature, denying progressives a quorum to cram whatever they want down Oregon's throat. Now, this led to Governor Kate Brown to order the state police to round them up. I'm still waiting to hear about the law that requires them to be present for a vote if they don't wish to be. In other words, Brown is using the police in an act of violence against Republican legislators who are trying to prevent what they see as detrimental legislation from being passed in response one lawmaker issued a warning of his own. Senator Brian Boquist, a Republican from Dallas, Oregon, said late Wednesday as the prospect of a walkout loomed. He said, "Send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple." Now, we're sending people out with guns and the force of the law to round up a bunch of guys who we can't find a law that says they have to be present there, but just because the governor wants it. The governor wants the culpability of them being there for these votes. And yet some are arguing that those comments from Senator Boquist are out of line. And while they weren't, I'm sure, to a certain degree, they weren't helpful. Let's also keep in mind that Brown is using armed agents of the state to try to force individuals to do something against their will. And that's arguably an act of violence all its own. And Boquist is warning that he'll act in self-defense. Right-leaning groups have offered to escort GOP lawmakers and serve as bodyguards. Others planned on protesting at the state capitol. And those two things are too closely related for the governor's comfort. So we get this. The Oregon Capitol will be closed Saturday due to a possible militia threat from right-wing protesters as a walkout by Republican lawmakers over landmark climate change legislation drags on. Right-wing groups posted their support for the GOP lawmakers Friday on social media, in one instance offering to provide escorts to them should the state police come for them. A group of local Republicans were set to protest inside the Capitol on Saturday when lawmakers were present, and anti-government groups threatened to join, prompting the state house shutdown. I hate to break it to you, Governor, but they have a right to protest their government, too. Governor Brown's fears that because these are vocally and rabidly pro-gun people who are willing to utilize their Second Amendment right in some context she doesn't approve of, they simply represent a threat. It's anti-gun hysteria, plain and simple. She doesn't like guns, and she doesn't trust gun owners, particularly those who won't capitulate to her demands. She wants some docile subjects rather than armed citizens in her state. Just because, Governor, if you're listening, just because someone owns guns doesn't mean they represent a threat. They have freedom of speech, like everybody else in the state of Oregon. They have a right to express their displeasure with the state government, especially over something they perceive as wrong-headed legislation, like a cap and trade scheme. Owning guns and being armed doesn't eliminate their right. Exercising one right does not take away the rest of them. And what Brown is doing is trying to deprive people of their constitutional right to protest due to her anti-gun paranoia. Then again, this is a woman who ordered armed state agents to force lawmakers to return and provide a rubber stamp on her preferred legislation, which is very hypocritical since she supported Democrats doing the same thing in other states. So I don't suppose we should be shocked by this. Governor Brown is not very big on rights, I guess. So, her decision has nothing to do with the planned demonstration. It's a statement that a line in the sand has been drawn on the initiation of force by Brown's enforcers under very specific circumstances. Is actually no different than any gun owner saying and meaning Molon Labe. And if you think about it, if gun owners were willing to surrender their rights without a fight, the Second Amendment would not be worth the parchment that it's written on. If the gun grabbers don't want to hear that some will not disarm and go gentle into that good night, they should stop threatening unconstitutional gun bans and confiscation. I like that Boquist got out there and, you know, threw out there what he said. He was a principal Republican backer of SB 719A, a gun confiscation bill that would ostensibly reduce suicides at the expense of murdering due process. And for those who were outraged over his statement, consider how they are universally silent at Joe Biden's call to action at the Moral Action Congress of the Poor People's Campaign in Washington, D.C. He said there's just certain things where it takes a brass knuckle fight. Let's start a real physical revolution if you're talking about it. Did anybody see any Democratic politicians canceling sessions and making a big deal about possible threats when his supporters demonstrate? Now, the reason this is happening is while the Democrats enjoy a supermajority in both legislative chambers, the Republicans are needed to form a required quorum. So that means that 20 out of the 30 Senate seats are needed to conduct business. And it's, you know, sort of illustrative of her hypocrisy that progressive Governor Brown is demanding other states where Republicans may have sought refuge to cooperate with her on forced detention. This is the chief executive who issued an executive order that forbids all state agencies and employees from helping federal immigration officials locate or apprehend undocumented immigrants. And in the meantime, turnabout being fair play, Second Amendment sanctuary sheriffs should and could tell her to go pound sand. And this walkout is not over the right to keep and bear arms, but rather a tangentially related freedom issue, which is cap and trade, which is another form of saying slavery. Cap and trade or single payer is slavery. But, you know, the wealth redistribution and job killing requirement in Oregon that's coming, it's going to be bad. It's going to be a bad locally. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Civilizations are tested in a crisis. Their strengths and weaknesses are revealed in events like earthquakes and the sinking of ships. Social or political eruptions. Recent events in Hong Kong have illustrated how an area with strong civilizational characteristics performs. A massive demonstration was conducted peacefully, without property damage, and while leaving behind an area strewn with garbage. The values that allow advancement in a society are often described as Western values. They are not Western or Chinese or Catholic. They are universal values and no more Western than, say, 2 plus 2 equals 4. A dramatic example of these values was provided in 1852 when HMS Birkenhead sank off the coast of Africa. Its sinking was immortalized by Rudyard Kipling in his poem Soldier and Sailor 2. There were, as on the Titanic, insufficient lifeboats. The women and children were escorted to the ship's lifeboat. The men were mustered on deck, and Captain Seaton drew a sword, ordering men to stand and be still. They stood stiffly at their posts as the ship disappeared beneath the waves. And as Kipling wrote, "Where most of us liars, where are for us thieves, and the rest of us rank as can be. But once in a while we can finish in style, which I hope it won't happen to me." The sinking of the Titanic provides another example where 74% of the females survived and only 20% of the males. One of the richest men in the world at the time, John Jacob Astor, is said to have fought his way to a boat, put his wife in it, and stepped back and waved her goodbye. That was expected behavior. When a surviving ship's officer was asked whether this women and children first policy was the captain's rule or the rule of the sea, he replied that it was the rule of nature. Helen Raleigh reported that 2 million people walked through central Hong Kong demanding freedom. People moved to the side in an orderly fashion to let an ambulance pass without anyone directing them. Young protesters stayed to ensure that there was no litter left on the streets. Not a trash can, car, or building was burned down. There was no need to pick up feces. Raleigh attributed this behavior to the heavy influence of the Catholic Church, but more than likely it was a result of a combination of influences, Chinese, Catholic, British. This behavior is an indictment of the values promoted by the progressives. And it must be discredited. New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof revealed the Western attitude toward Japanese behavior in his account of the aftermath of the Kobe earthquake in 1995 that killed 5,200 people. He wrote, "I looked all over for a case of looting or violent jostling over rescue supplies. Finally, I was delighted to find a store owner who told me he'd been robbed by two men." Mr. Kristof was later disappointed to learn that looters were Iranians. When James Cameron made the movie about the Titanic, he portrayed First Officer William Murdoch, who went down with the ship, as taking a bribe and murdering a third-class passenger. Cameron had to apologize to the First Officer's hometown in Scotland and offered £5,000 toward a memorial. The movies portraying the cowardly first-class passengers represented his view of the capitalist ethic. And it was fiction. People who see this decline in virtues, and I'm one of them, were described as nostalgia merchants. Hillary Clinton wrote, "The nostalgia merchants sell an appealing Norman Rockwell-like picture of American life half a century ago, one in which every household was made up of stable parents, two kids, a dog, a cat, who all lived in a house with a manicured lawn and a station wagon in the driveway. I understand that nostalgia. I feel it myself when the world seems too much to take. There were many good things about our life way back then, but in reality, our past is not so picture perfect." Historian David Halberstam wrote, "One reason that Americans as a people became nostalgic about the 50s more than 25 years later was not so much that life was better in the 50s, well, in some ways it was, but because at the time it had been portrayed so, you know, idyllically in television." So, in other words, that nostalgia is all based on an illusion. But the decline is still obvious. William Bennett pointed out that over the years, teachers have been asked to identify the top problems in America's public school. In 1940, teachers identified talking out of turn, chewing gum, making noise, running in the halls, cutting a line, dress code infractions, and littering. When asked the same question in 1990, 40 years or 50 years later, they identified drug abuse, alcohol abuse, pregnancy, suicide, rape, robbery, and assault. We are operating under a whole brand new set of values. In 1991, the cruise ship MTS Oceanos sank. The crew fled in panic without raising an alarm. Passengers realized that the ship was in trouble only when they witnessed flooding in the lower decks. Eyewitnesses claim that many of the crew, including Captain Avranis, were already packed and ready to depart, apparently unconcerned about the safety of the passengers. Another, and this is a very fairly well-known one, Costa Concordia. That provides another example of what might be called the collapse. Captain Chitino claimed that when the vessel listed suddenly, he fell into a lifeboat and was unable to get out. I guess if that hadn't happened, he would have gone down with his ship. When the Coast Guard ordered him to return to his ship, he refused. One female passenger claimed there were big man crew members pushing their way past us to get into the lifeboat. The sinking of the MV Estonia in 1994 resulted in 852 deaths. Roger Cohen of the International Maritime Organization told Time magazine, "There is no law that says women and children first." That's something from the age of chivalry. I told you that because that kind of attitude is what it looks like when we lose civilization. The L.A. riots is what it looks like when we lose civilization. The what happened in New Orleans, that's what it looks like when we lose civilization. When man begins to prey on his neighbor, that's what it looks like when we lose civilization. Who among us will stand up to that loss of civilization? Who will stand up to people victimizing the weak in order to get to save themselves? Who's going to stand up to them? And those are just ships sinking. Ships sinking is one thing. What about earthquakes? What about survival on the ground? What about looting? What about that kind of stuff? Who's going to stand for that? Who's going to stand up to that? I'll tell you who's going to stand up to that. Gun owners will stand up to that. Regular gun owners, law-abiding people, who've taken the time to acquire the skill set, they will be the ones standing up to it. Most people that acquire the skill set, most people that work on getting the skill set, they really can't really fathom what that's going to look like. But this is what it will look like. This is what the end of civilization looks like. When man starts victimizing the weak to save themselves. And you have to decide whether women and children first is something from the age of chivalry. Is that dead? Is that kind of noble thought pattern gone? Hour number three is inbound, and when we get back, we're going to begin the summer of the 2011 with SDI, and we're going to be talking to competitive shooter Jay Christensen from the SDI team. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.